Scotty Barnes' trainer gave an interview and described how he has become exponentially better this offseason and put on 10 pounds of muscle. So I'm going to break down all of the improvements from our rookie of the year in this video. Additionally, there's some rumors going around that Scotty may have grown to 6'10", so I'll get to the bottom of that. And the Brooklyn Nets are once again embarrassing themselves with their offers to the Toronto Raptors. So lots of stuff to dive into. Without further ado, let's dive straight into it. Hello everybody, Ben Rogers here, the Raptors Digest, breaking down the latest Toronto Raptors news. And you guys have been killing it on the sub button. I appreciate all the support on the videos. We are on that road to 25,000 subscribers, a big milestone for the channel. So if you haven't subscribed already, hit that button. It helps us out big time. We appreciate you all, but we have some big news to break down in this video. And Scotty Barnes has apparently become exponentially better already this offseason, just halfway through. Because Aaron Rose of, I believe he's on the Sports Illustrated is connected with them. I think he's a Raptors beat writer. He did this article. It's pretty well written. Interesting interview of Scotty Barnes' trainer. And there's a lot of nuggets that sort of came out of it. I'll link that that article down below as well. But the two main things that's captivating the headlines, that's taken over the media sphere, has been that one, Scotty has apparently put on 10 pounds of muscle, and he's looking exponentially better after his rookie of the year season. So those are the two main things that people are running with. But there's a lot of stuff I got to break down in this article. But I do want to say first, before this article came out, I saw a video of Scotty Barnes yesterday, you know, looking swole, looking bigger than he did last season. I didn't put it in the title specifically because I couldn't be sure, but I wanted to title it Scotty Barnes Putting On Some Muscle. But I just talked about how he looked a lot better, how he, I forgot what I titled that video yesterday, but I called it in the video, how it looks like he put on some muscle. And apparently, you got 10 pounds of strength already added to the rookie of the year. Now, every offseason, it feels like players are in the best shape of their lives and all that sort of stuff, but when it comes to young players, when it comes to rookies, second-year players, you know, third, fourth, and once you reach the fourth year of your season, your body sort of fluctuates. It comes up and down. But the more muscle, obviously, unless you're putting on too much bad weight or whatever, but the more muscle you can sort of accrue in your, you know, first few seasons, that tends to stay with you. And Scotty Barnes is pretty, you know, he's a uber athlete in his own right, but putting on a bit of extra strength, as I described in the video yesterday, is going to be huge for his finishing ability, for his ability to just take that contact. And he's already probably the Raptors' best finisher, but the way he can slash, and especially when you're going off the dribble, you need that core strength, that enough body to throw around when you get hit around the rim. That's going to help out Scotty Barnes big time when he's making those drives. So that's huge. But one thing that has been a major concern, or not concern, but focus for Raptors fans when watching Scotty Barnes, because it was really the main question that was surrounding this guy when he was drafted to this team, was how is the jump shot coming along? And apparently, the jump shot's looking much, much smoother. His trainer essentially came out and said that we're going to see a lot more of those turnarounds, those mid-range jumpers. He's been putting a lot of work in those in the gym this entire offseason. And yeah, the quotes, the jumpers come along, the mid-range turnarounds are the big focus. And that's what we want. He's drawn so many comparisons, obviously, to Kawhi Leonard, who is the last true superstar we've had on this roster, right? Superstar is a top five player in the league. And I think, you know, while I'd love to call Pascal Siakam a superstar right at that level, right, he's not there yet, but Scotty Barnes has that potential. We want to compare him to our previous superstar, and obviously Kawhi is one of the greatest mid-range jump shooters of all time. So Scotty, with the similar build to Kawhi, right, long athletic wing, can get those shots over people. We saw it at points last season. He gets to a spot sort of in the mid-range, can get to those areas and knock it down on top of people. If that shot gets consistent, especially the little post turnarounds, right, that's going to be huge, because the big problem with the Toronto Raptors last season, with the exception of Gary Trent Jr., who could at times be a bit streaky, but it didn't seem like anyone on the roster could get really easy shots, right? Pascal Siakam obviously was our best scorer, but again, everything Pascal had to do was lots of post-ups, lots of crazy footwork, lots of speed, lots of uses of athleticism, whereas Gary's really the only guy we had last season that could just Get us an easy turnaround. Get us an easy mid-range jump shot. And Scotty showed flashes of it, especially with his finishing ability, those little hooks he had. But, you know, if he can add that sort of mid-range jump shot to his game, that will be a huge addition because we need someone that can get those easy buckets, right? Fred VanVleet obviously is a smaller guard, the same way Kyle Lowry did all those years. Never really any easy looks, but, you know, can obviously score scoring all around. But the thing that had me most excited, the thing that, had me a little bit fired up from this interview, probably the most so, right? Obviously described the jump shot, but apparently they've made an emphasis about how last season there were stretches where Scotty Barnes would take 4, 5 minutes, 6, 7, 8 minutes on the court where he wouldn't look to shoot. And apparently the focal point that they're trying to drive into his game this offseason is to be more aggressive. And this is something I was calling for this entire season. I still got the flames going. But I was calling for this the entire last season. I want Scotty Barnes to be more assertive with the basketball, not sort of just play within the offense at times, right? He is good enough to command the offense. And whether he's shooting every possession, right? I don't need that. But just look for spots. Look to create more, whether it's a shot for yourself, right? You can create shots for yourself. You can be aggressive and looking for yourself. Or if you have that aggressive mentality, if you're going to the rack, if you're looking for your jumper, then the help comes. You're drawing in that external defense, and then you can make those kickouts. He's one of the best ball handlers. And apparently the ball handling has improved as well. Probably the Raptors' best passer. That might be a hot take, but I call him the Raptors' best passer at this point, especially with this height, where you can look over defenses like, point guards. There's point guards that obviously can make up for it. Fred VanVleet has improved his facilitating, especially when he's been thrown into that point guard role. But Scotty Barnes can look over people, the no looks. I just love it. And if he's being more aggressive, more assertive, then those passes are going to be there. He's going to be able to create for others. So I like the fact that there's an emphasis on him becoming more aggressive for this next season. And, you know, the footwork and the handles are another thing that have just been a focus. So Scotty Barnes is apparently already looking exponentially better, and we're only halfway through this offseason. So there's still a lot of work to be done. Putting on 10 pounds of muscle, you love to see it. But there's another sort of topic that's going around surrounding Scotty Barnes, and it's coming from another Hungarian podcast that Nick Nurse spoke on. And Nick Nurse just casually dropped throughout the middle of that podcast that Scotty Barnes is now 6'10", right? So talking about his potential and stuff, you know, having a 6'10 wing, right? Use that specifically. And that caught the eye of a lot of Raptors fans because there's been a bunch of questions, right? And I'll throw up the headline from Reddit that popped up that has gotten people going. I've seen it on Twitter too, right? But this is something people have been seeing, right, recently. And there's been some speculation. It became a big meme after we got knocked out of the playoffs about, oh, Scotty Barnes doesn't look 6'9 because he was standing next to, I'm not sure if it was KD. I'm not sure who he was interviewing, but there's a bunch of drama surrounding that front. But there has been drama about Scotty Barnes' height from day one, right? This is an article coming out from December, essentially breaking down that at the combine, Scotty Barnes was listed at 6'7. In his NBA.com draft profile, he's listed as 6'8", while last year, while he was on the Florida State roster, they listed him at 6'9". And I feel like the 6'9 height is something that's been described to using Scotty Barnes for the last little while, right? But now the one thing that has been, you know, through all those heights that have been listed, 6'10 has never been mentioned. So could Scotty Barnes have grown to 6'10"? Has he grown this offseason? Right, and we could be looking like a Giannis sort of growth spurt early in their career. Unfortunately, after doing some digging, it looks like Nick Nurse likes to label this height surrounding Scotty Barnes pretty loosely. So if we look at a quote from Nick Nurse about this is, you can see the date at the bottom, December 14th, 2021. So very, very long ways away from this offseason. Essentially did the same thing. Name dropped Scotty Barnes is 6'10". So if he was doing it back then, and it doesn't seem like Scotty Barnes was 6'10 back in December, until we get some official measurements claiming Scotty Barnes is 6'10, I think it's just fake news. So I want to address that because I've seen a lot of people going on with it. And, you know, while it'd be nice for Scotty Barnes to grow, I'm pretty happy with his potential regardless if he gets an inch or two extra. So, you know, maybe the wingspan grows a little bit more, dunks on some buys, but I just wanted to bring that up because that's caused some confusion amongst Raptors fans. But another thing causing confusion amongst Raptors fans is what the heck are the Nets offering us and a KD trade. Obviously, most of the summer has been dominated with the KD news drama. We're on the hunt for KD, that golden jewel, and all that sort of stuff. However, this graphic might need to be changed. This might need to be changed to Sean Marks's face with the Indiana Jones hat and that golden jewel being Scottie Barnes, because the Brooklyn Nets are reportedly angling for Scottie Barnes in a potential Kevin Durant trade with the Raptors. Is this new news? No. We know this is what the Nets have been going for this entire offseason, and it's just become embarrassing at this point because the Raptors have made it known. There is a 0% chance you're getting Scottie Barnes in a KD trade. He is untradeable. We are keeping this man. So why do you keep asking? Why do you keep throwing these rumors out there? And I said this a couple weeks ago when I dialed back all the KD reaction stuff and all that. I said, the Nets are going to be putting out reports to minor reporters to essentially sway the narrative on in terms of what they can get, what they can sort of receive. Now, we saw it in a big way with the Jaylen Brown leak that definitely came from the Brooklyn Nets side last week. But it was a few days ago, not last week officially yet, but They got to stop pushing this. The Toronto Raptors are not trading Scottie Barnes in return for Kevin Durant. Sucks to suck. Sure, KD's a better player right now, but he's 34 years old, dealt with a bunch of injuries, and Scottie Barnes is the future. He's growing, guys. He's growing. Not as a player, but in strength, or as a player in strength, potentially even height. So why would we be giving him up for KD? No chance, no way, Jose Calderon. That's what I'm saying on that front. So, Brooklyn, stop embarrassing yourselves. Masai Ujiri is not giving up Scottie Barnes in any potential package. Do better. Do better, Brooklyn, with your offers. And the final thing, as said, this is the time of year with all the workout videos. And Precious Achiuwa, he's looking to break out this season. I alluded to the Nick Nurse. I broke down a full... there's more sort of... takes interesting thing. I thought both interviews from the Hungarian podcast were great. We got a few more interesting quotes from Nick Nurse from the first one that came out, but the second one, there were some nuggets, and Nick Nurse once again described how Precious Achiuwa, right alongside Scottie Barnes, right, when discussing improvements of this team, he said, Scottie Barnes, Precious Achiuwa have really improved this offseason, further validating what the trainer, Scottie Barnes' personal trainer, said. And we got another video of Precious Achiuwa just looking... working on those handles, working on that slashing ability, right? He's coming in here, looking at the speed, getting up there. He's making that 10-foot rim look like, obviously the net is clearly 10 feet, but he's making it look like it's 8 feet. The way he's getting up there, off the dribble, driving the lanes, obviously we saw Precious's handle develop over the course of last season, but man, if that can continue to work, continue to grow, and he becomes one of those slashing fives, right, that is going to be ridiculously effective for this Toronto Raptors squad. And I've seen some discussions, and one thing too, which I don't know if I mentioned on the podcast, but I always get worried because it seems like Masai Ujiri and Nick Nurse never mention our star boy. They never mention Gary Trent Jr. when they're talking in interviews or anything like that. Nurse did talk about how Gary Trent Jr. is a young guy that's improved, but some people have been discussing, especially the drummers of the Precious propaganda, saying who should be in the starting lineup next season, because all of our lineup data looked better with either Precious Achiuwa or Chris Boucher there as a proper big man in the starting units. Those were our best lineups last season. So would it make sense to throw a Gary Trent Jr. on the bench to give a scoring punch as a guard, which is certainly going to be needed, and then throw Precious into the starting unit? Or obviously we saw Gary Trent Jr. struggle immensely off the bench in his especially first season with the Toronto Raptors, and that one game at the start of the season where we put in Dragic over him. So I don't know. I'm still about putting Gary in the starting lineup just to keep his confidence there, keep the consistency, but Some tough decisions have to be made. But you guys are the best for making this far. Check out the Instagram, the TikTok, the Twitter, all that cool stuff. As said, we're on that road to 25,000 subscribers. So I appreciate everyone that's been hitting that subscribe button. We're plowing our way to it. So I appreciate all you guys. I'm signing off. Cheers.